Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This week on The Big Three, we are talking about our favorite builds we've been following, new versions of three car enthusiast icons. But our first big story of the week, us. Welcome back to the show, everybody. My name is Nolan Sykes. I'm joined this week by Justin Freeman.
Hey.
His dog, Edgar.
Zigger.
And Max.
Hi.
So there have been a lot of comments about what's going on at Donut these days, and we figured we should just talk to you about the Big Time launch, okay? So, Jer and Job, they have started their own channel called Big Time. It's their thing. They own it. They had an announcement video a couple, by now like a week ago.
Yeah, it's been about 2 weeks. We gave them a shout out for them to plug their channel, and they launched their channel, and it's been going really well.
It's been a huge success. They've been trending twice.
They got millions of subscribers in a week.
Yeah. That is insanely impressive.
It's really good.
Yeah, super stoked for them. Justin and I, we went to their launch party that they had that day. It was a great time.
We're still very good friends with them. They are still here.
Yes,
most days of the week working with us.
Yes, they are.
I do think it's fair to say there is some confusion about how involved Jer and Job are going to be with Donut.
Yeah,
so we should talk about that.
Yeah, let's do that. So Jer and Job will be on Donut. You'll see their beautiful, enviable faces. They're like Greek gods on the channel through the rest of the year. You know, we got the Nora race with the Ranger coming up in October. We also have a very big project in between there. You're going to see them very involved. Longtime fans of the channel. Mm-hmm. You might know what we're talking about. We've already bought one of them vehicles.
But again, to be 100% clear, there is no bad blood between us and Big Time. We still see these guys most days of the week.
Yeah,
everything is fine.
Another rumor is that when you get acquired, I guess like suddenly you lose all your creative juice and they come and suck it all out of you with the big vacuum like the one from Teletubbies somehow. So that's not the case. We come up with all of our videos here that we make.
Yeah,
you know, we've had some big swings that paid off, but we've also made some big swings that did not really pay off.
Right.
Yeah, it's fair to say that, you know, we try to make the best videos we can that we want to watch and that we think people are going to watch. And sometimes we're wrong. Sometimes we make stuff that doesn't work. We like trying stuff, and we have recognized that there's some stuff that we just won't make again.
Yeah.
Do you think some corporate suit would put a PT Cruiser on the trending page?
No, no.
That's not a corporate decision.
No.
Obviously.
And, you know, like I said, we make swings sometimes. Sometimes just to borrow a phrase from Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, a very timely band, you know, they can't all be zingers, you know?
Yep.
That's how I feel.
And as I always like to say, we made some bad stuff before.
we made bad stuff long ago.
Yeah.
Look at some of those earlier wheelhouses or like mid-run wheelhouses. Woo.
Yeah, I mean, we come up with the ideas that we make, and the reality is like not everything can get made, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Time, budget, availability for you guys, directors. It makes it hard to make every single thing that we want to make, but we really do try our hardest.
I do want to mention something. My buddy Zach, when we do our little shorts on Instagram, we get approached all the time where people think we have a team. Mm. And it's just like, no, dude, that's just us and a cell phone. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just like, yeah, that's not what this is. This is way bigger than what you might see people do on short form content where you just live the life and you're an expert at it. This is a whole production.
Yeah, for example,
the F-250 or the F-Series video that you did, that was your pride and joy.
Driving every F-Series truck from the F-150 to the F-750.
That took how long?
That took from like initial idea to release, that was about 6 months.
About 6 months. Sourcing all the vehicles, getting the thing written.
Right.
We traveled for that. We traveled all the way up to like Oregon or something.
We went to Grayton, which was outside Petaluma. All the way down to San Diego. Like it was like the whole, all over California to get all those trucks. I mean, it's just,
yeah, a video like that in the long run paid off very well for us. But
it's a great video.
In the long run, what are you posting? You can't just work on this one video for 6 months straight and then just dump it. You know, you have to do other things that take less time and less investment on the way there.
Yeah, it's a interesting dance to be at a YouTube channel, I think, is that's been my entire takeaway from my whole time here. Is like there's just so many other considerations that from the outside you don't really aren't aware of. But also, yeah, I mean, time is like the most valuable resource you have, and you never have enough of it. Nope. You know,
I guess on that note, like the people in this building who are, you know, contributing to our whole creative process are like really stoked car enthusiasts who want to be making the best videos possible. And so, you know, we really are trying. We're trying to, you know, improve every day, every video.
Absolutely. I mean, guys, like, we read comments.
We shouldn't.
You know, you do have to curb the amount of comments that you read. I learned that early on.
I read the first hour.
First hour.
That's it.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's when all the porn bots come out.
Well, and positive comments as well.
But I also think that there's like a good segment of people who have a lot of unfair criticisms based on where the channel was maybe 2 years ago, you know, where we were really deep into maybe your wish.com videos, the product videos, like list, like our monolith list
D-list stuff. Yeah.
And I just think it's kind of some of the characterizations that people say today about the channel today is just like based on that sort of sentiment.
Old
videos
content.
Like we've changed, I think, in a very positive way this year. I'm really happy with where we're going creatively. You know, the end of last year, I think, you know, I had a real heart to heart with Max and a few other people on the creative team, including one of my bosses, is like, dude, like this is like not the kind of stuff I want to be making. Mm-hmm. And I think this year has been like a real creative high for us, and I just love like the F-series video, the office drag racing video was really fun. We're having another one of those coming up this year. That's gonna be really great.
Project and cars,
just I gotta get my shit together.
Don't we all?
But like, sure, we've had to make some like what we call lower lift videos, videos that take a day to shoot. You know. Stuff like your products or your lists or whatever, but like,
which is funny because the old everyday post that was kind of how everything was.
Well,
a little bit more paper time, and then you shot it, and then that was it.
That's very true. You know, the scope of our productions over the last like 5 years has just really exploded, and it's been really fun because I mean, just the stuff we've gotten to do and just the trips we've made and the stuff we've pulled off has just been so, gratifying, and it's been a lot of fun. But you know, you got to have some of those lower lift videos. They can't all be Ranger build videos. They can't all be F-150 videos. Otherwise, you'd be like H Bomber guy or something, making one video a year.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of the reality of that. And trust me though, like your concerns have been heard, and they're not just audience concerns. It's like I want to make the video, I want to be in videos that I want to watch,
right?
That's another big thing for us and Justin. Like, you know, we grew up watching people like Top Gear or like other car YouTubers and just wanting to kind of like emulate them and do these big shoots and things that like we can hang our hat on, you know, and like be like, we did this. Like the Mr. Beast jet car video, dude. Ugh. That was such like
the stuff you guys don't know about.
If I ever write a book, if I ever write a book, that's the I was in a truck with Justin. We're driving. We're just
we're in West Virginia in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
With the jet powered car on the back of the trailer, leaking kerosene everywhere.
Oh, dude.
And I was thinking,
while a Tesla was strapped to the trailer and we were dragging it,
Matt,
so he
from
could
Warp
charge.
Perception, his car, we're towing his uphill to recharge the back. It's a whole thing. But I was just thinking, like, Justin, if I ever write a book, this is the introduction right here. Because this was that was the craziest thing. Sorry, my phone's going crazy. Oh, my dad's here.
Oh.
He's dropping off the trailer. Sorry.
Oh,
one
fun.
Second. Okay. One moment. Sorry, my dad just showed up.
And on that bombshell. Nolan, welcome back.
Thank you. We have a trailer now. We have a flatbed trailer. All right. Another thing we kind of want to address here is ads. Paying the bills.
Yep.
Cars are expensive. If I had one piece of advice for someone who wanted to get into YouTube and they're like, hey, what kind of channel should I make?
Not cars.
Cars is probably not the first choice, I would say. It's very expensive.
It's actually a niche.
It is actually a niche.
And there's millions of niches within that niche.
Well, it's just, look, you need a lot of space. You got to buy the cars. Cars themselves are expensive. Anyway, you got to pay for it.
It's really important for us to not paywall our content.
You've had experience with this. I've had experience where it's like, hey, do you want to do an ad for this company? We're just like, no.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Absolutely not.
No, thank you.
Yeah, so we have the power to do that. And I've definitely turned down a lot of stuff in the past. So it's been tough just reading criticism. And obviously, like, I love getting valid criticism and, like, using that to inform future videos and stuff. We've done, right. We do that all the time. It's like, hey, you guys, like...
I got a good example.
Okay.
Number one comment on our Civic build that we did last year was, you know, we did the engine swap video where we put the K-Series engine in the Civic, and the top comment was, this should have been an hour-long engine swap video.
Yeah.
And I agree.
No, that's a really great example. So, like, we hear your criticisms like that. We hear your critiques. Sometimes we get into our own heads about, like, what we want to see and what we think will work. And, like, we do defer to you guys watching to inform our future creative endeavors. You know, like, I know I am very invested in every video I do, because that's, at the end of the day, it's like my face talking to you through the camera. All the criticisms, like, I take them to heart every time, because I want to make the best video we can. I want to be the best presenter I can be and just have the most fun. So I don't want you to think, all that to say, I don't want you to think that, like, your comments and critiques are not falling on deaf ears and that we're not listening, because we are listening to maybe, like, an unhealthy degree, to be totally frank. But that's just part of the game, is, like, your videos are so attached to the community that supports it, that supports those videos, that you cannot ignore your community. And that's what I love about YouTube. I mean, even years before I was even on this channel, is, like, that's what I loved about the platform, is, like, you would see people respond to your critiques. And if YouTube abandons that principle of, like, abandoning the communities, like, then that's when the platform fails. So I want to do my best to keep that tradition going.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and to that, just to wrap that up, I'm really, really excited about the stuff that we're working on right now. Yep. I'm excited about the direction that we're headed.
Yep.
This feels like kind of like an exciting new chapter for us. And
definitely.
We've got a lot of fun stuff going on.
Absolutely. We got some really crazy ideas, even planned for next year already. Like, Justin.
Yeah. I've got some ideas.
Yeah. Justin will be going on some adventures.
Yeah.
He'll be thrown into some strife. He'll have to solve some issues.
That I volunteered for.
Yes.
It was my idea.
I'm very excited for that.
It's safe to say our sponsors allow us to do big stuff.
Yeah.
We are still friends with all our buddies. Mm-hmm. There's no bad blood.
We were at their launch party. They're going to my wedding, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And we've got some talented, awesome new people coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We got some amazing content on the way, and we're all really happy.
Now, do you guys want to talk about some real car news?
Let's talk about some car news.
That was the real car news. Yes.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Last week, we had 3 big new car announcements with the arrival of the new BMW M5.
Hell yeah.
The comeback for the Ford RS200.
Ooh.
What? And the Mark 1 Escort.
Ford rally cars.
Interesting. So let's start with the M5, okay? It's the 7th generation, or G90, for you BMW nerds out there. You probably already knew that. It's going to have a 4.4-liter twin-turbo V8 and a 194-horsepower electric motor with a combined output of 717 horsepower and 738 foot-pounds of torque. That's
Hellcat numbers.
I was going to say, it's Hellcat red-eye numbers.
Is it all-wheel drive or is it rear-wheel drive? That's the question.
Got to be all.
A little selectable, drift mode on
kind of like the M3 CS we got the drive.
Probably.
That was awesome.
I would guess. So this thing is going to do 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds.
Ooh.
It's going to have 90 more horsepower than the outgoing M5 CS, but it is also 1,153 pounds heavier.
Whoa. Oh, that's an entire family.
This guy tips the...
in the dog.
Or half a family, depending on the Cracker Barrel you go to. So this thing tips the scales at 5,390 pounds.
That's a truck.
That is a truck. That's so big and is heavier than some of BMW's electric sedans. This thing's a monster.
Holy cow.
Good Lord. Okay. Thoughts on this, guys? I'm just shocked by that weight figure.
You know, power numbers are cool. You know, that's great. Cars are way too fast nowadays.
Yeah, I just don't think it needs to be that fast. Like,
it's supposed to be a cruiser.
Like, well, it needs to have that power if it's going to be that heavy, I think is the... I mean,
well, that's also true.
Yeah. But then if they didn't need to make it that heavy if they didn't want that kind of power. Right.
Remove those hybrid batteries and that weight's gone.
I think that's what it is. Like, hybrid. Also, it's a big sedan and, you know, cars are getting bigger all the time because of, you know, things like sound deadening and safety considerations. You know, it is impressive, though, when you, like, drive some of these new cars that do weigh a lot, how good they are. But at the end of the day, like, you can't pay off physics, you know, with horsepower or engineering. Like, it still weighs almost 5,400 pounds going around corners. Like, there's still a lot of forces working on those tires.
Yeah.
A lot of mass when it hits something. Yeah. Also.
I don't know. I kind of like what they're doing with the front bumper there with, like, those angular kind of, like.
Well, what's that? What's that like baby blue one that everyone?
The M2CS.
The M2CS. Yeah. That's a goofy looking car.
It is goofy.
And it looks like they took that design language and kind of helped it a little bit. No more gigantic hog nose.
It's not the worst. I mean, as far as BMW, they've been getting a lot of heat lately from us. I mean, we did a video on it.
Yeah.
I think it was called like, why are BMW so ugly now or something like that? Like straight up. And I think they've heard that criticism and they've adjusted. And that thing, it looks like a futuristic 5 Series. I don't think it's terrible. Dude, it could be so much worse. That pig nose that the M3 had.
It doesn't look as heavy as it is, though.
No.
Which is kind of surprising.
So, I don't know. BMW, good job. I'm going to give you good job for that.
You get a gold star.
Get kudos.
Just one.
I think BMW deserves credit for that design. It looks good.
Hey,
looks
you good. Got another M5.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Okay, so we mentioned that the RS200 and Mark 1 Escort are coming back, but it won't actually be handled by Ford because they can't build a 1973 Escort because it's 2024?
Yeah.
Sounds about right. So rather, these cars are going to be built under license by UK-based Boreham Motorworks.
Boreham.
He's Boreham.
That's cool. So this is like the way that Speedcore builds Chargers and
the first thing that comes to mind, since these are rally cars, is I believe ProDrive made that 22B.
Oh yes,
it's like $200,000.
Yeah,
but it is like a modern version of a 22B, and it's sick.
And very a real cool. 22B is $300. So
they're all around the same price. Mm-hmm. So you find a real one, or you just buy this pre-built one. Mm-hmm. You know that you can actually beat.
I think
on
it's more than $200,000, isn't it? Like
the Pro Drive
like
ones,
$1 million or something like that.
The Pro Drive one,
yeah, aren't they?
No, they're like $250, I think. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
So
it's like it's nothing, but you know.
But this isn't like a resto mod like the Speedcore Charger. This is
like
an identical rep.
Yes, Boreham says it'll be quote blueprint accurate and period sympathetic with the original car, and will even pick up where the original VINs left off.
So are these like homologation street cars or are these track cars? Like actual like rally.
Well, it's
cars.
Got a VIN number, so
VIN.
Well, they all have VIN numbers, right?
So this car is. These are the Escort is expected to be revealed later this year. So we will have some pictures for you guys when that goes down.
But apparently, it looks exactly the same as the old one. So you can just Google that and you'll know what it looks like.
I think I looked at their website and they're still under the covers or whatever. But you can see the lights kind of coming through the covers, and they're a little bit more modern. So
like.
I'm thinking it somewhat is a resto mod.
There's a company in Italy that's building Lancia.
The Deltas?
Mm-hmm.
Not the Delta Integrales, but what's the 037. They're building like resto mod 037s. Same deal. Like, similar profile, but like halo LED lights,
so
of course.
Is that a resto mod or is that like that, some kind of like.
I think that's like technically.
Re-inspiration.
Yeah, inspired by, because it's not built on that Lancia platform. It's like the design is very similar, but a little bit more modern and aerodynamic. But we'll talk about the Restomod designation in a sec.
Yeah.
Concerning this RS200, though, this thing will be a reimagination of the classic Group B monster. Boreham mentioned the four-wheel drive system. It's got a four-wheel drive system. Okay. Cool. Has a composite body and a mid-engine layout. Probably safe to assume that it'll have those features since they mentioned those. Borum also says that these two cars will be part of a series of revivals it plans for Ford Icons, and that at least five more revivals are in the pipeline.
Whoa.
They're going to bring back the Mustang too, finally.
Well, if they're focusing on rally, what other ones were there? There was the Focus, like the early 2000s.
Oh, maybe
Focus.
The early 2000s
Colin
ones.
McRae
the Colin McRae Focus. Yeah. Ooh, that's interesting.
What else was there? The Fiesta? I mean, that's not
Oh,
that
Fiesta
old.
Maybe. No, Fiesta, the earlier Fiestas were definitely like hugely popular as rally cars.
I doubt they're going to make a $200,000 Fiesta.
No, though. But...
Ooh, what about the Shogun?
Mm.
They only made like six of those. Jay Leno has one. Yeah. We saw it at his garage the other day.
I doubt they're going to make that.
That would be interesting, though.
That would be cool.
Yeah, but five more. It's like, what else? Maybe like a rally Mustang? I mean, that'd be kind of cool. I'm thinking Ford Lightning, though. Mm. Gen 2 Lightning with them step sides.
That's Ooh. Cool.
Them hips. That's what I'd be into.
Yeah.
That's. All right. So, Max, why don't you give us one?
Okay. So, I have curated a build that I've been following.
Okay.
The Lowrider Miata.
Okay.
This is an NA Miata in Japan.
Oh, dude,
so, he's got, I don't know if it's like bagged or if it's actually on hydros, but it is like. It's this bright red
Whoa.
NA Miata built like a lowrider. And I love that there's this, the fact that it's in Japan is uh-huh. so cool to me because they're bringing this like California culture to Japan. And apparently there's a really big lowrider scene out mm-hmm. there to begin with.
Yeah.
And I think this is a really cool personalized version of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's full hydraulics. The interior is pretty sick too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He's got a Budweiser tap handle as his shifter.
Classic.
As you do. It's got the, you know, the chain link, super small steering wheel.
Yep. And the chrome fender flares are just mm-hmm.
Dude, that's crazy. I love that.
Yeah,
I've never seen one of those before.
Yeah, I don't know that there is another one in the United States.
Yeah.
So let us know if you want to see Jimmy in a Lowrider Miata.
So that's my pick.
That's yeah.
pick. That's my build.
That's
Lowrider Miata. The first Lowrider underscore Miata, the first day is a four.
My turn. I have a couple.
It's my turn.
I have a few, less on YouTube, but more on Instagram that I follow. This is, was it X Concepts? So this guy wanted to build his version of a concept Silvia.
Okay.
Like years ago. So he put a Nissan Maxima, like when they got the newer front, the more aggressive styling, he put the Nissan Maxima front end on his S13.
Whoa.
And like he Frankenstein, like Gallant headlight, like old Gallant brick headlights to match the bumper. And he's been doing all this work on his own. But then he like went off the rails and just like started doing this crazy cyberpunk looking build. He had like a Toyota Supra rear bumper on it at one point, and it's just forever changing, and I'm here for it.
That's sick.
I'm here for it. It's
I love,
so cool looking.
I love the idea of Frankensteining and building your own front end that's never even existed
exactly.
before.
He made it actually look like a modern Nissan without two periods of cars smashing into
yeah.
each other.
And I mean this in like the best, I've been playing Burnout lately, like
what?
Playing the old Burnout games, and this looks like something from like Burnout Takedown or Burnout Revenge or something. It's
yeah.
super sick.
It's really cool. He draws them out. He draws it out on paper first. And
wow,
then
no kidding.
He just starts tackling it.
Cool.
This is the kind of stuff I'm jealous of. It's like,
yeah.
man, I wish I could just dive into
I know.
Something
I really,
like that.
I really appreciate builds like this. And there was that like S2000 that was at SEMA.
Oh,
that,
the black one?
The black one
got
that had
a wreck
all
he,
the different kinds of bumpers and.
Yeah,
you know
he had
I'm
a Ferrari
about?
Rear bumper and like huh. this Darth Vader look on
it
the
It was
front.
Like a total just like. Yeah, amalgamation of all these different designs, but it worked really well. It looks sick. And I, you know,
yeah.
again, all this isn't something that you can go to like a shop and ask them to build. It's like,
exactly.
You got to do it yourself. And I really, vision. Really admire
Absolute
that.
Passion,
super cool.
Learning yep. the trade along the way. It's
yeah.
cool.
Yep.
Very cool. Man.
Another one, my runner up was Tofu Autoworks.
Tofu? I feel like I've heard.
He recently won the Hot Wheels Legends Tour.
Oh, no
oh,
way.
So his, with, this is going to get turned
oh, wait.
Into Hot Wheels then?
Yes.
Yeah, what is this? I've heard of this.
So he did this super cyberpunk Miata
okay.
that he custom made, fiberglass, carbon fiber, everything. He made a hard top that's
Whoa.
Like super sloped and like shooting brake almost. Super wide body. Like he made his wheel. I think he made the the turbo fans on his wheels. He made everything.
Oh yeah, I've seen this before.
So I think this is the car I was talking about just now. Yeah, like was it at SEMA?
This was at SEMA.
Okay,
it won the Hot Wheels Legends.
This is the car I was talking about.
Well,
I'm pretty sure.
Here's the crazy part: as soon as he left SEMA, tore it apart.
Oh man.
He's now it's got a full RX-7 front end on it.
That's right.
And he's changing a bunch of other stuff. I love this car.
That's nuts. That's so crazy to have it immortalized as a Hot Wheel and then be like, then, yeah, I'm still not
done
with it.
Yeah, I'm going to change it. Always evolving over
here. That's awesome. Never done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just got that disease.
Wow. Well, those are some sick builds, guys. Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't have anything. Sickness.
Well, we had enough for the three of us.
Yes, yeah. We did. So that's the show this week. But before we sign off, I would just like to thank you for supporting the channel for all these years and allowing us to do what we do. It's been a real, real privilege. And I mean that truly. Like, it has been a real privilege. Not everybody gets to do this. And I just love that. I just love that the team that I work with, everybody in here, it's a true privilege to work with them as well. I'm really proud of just like what we built so far. It's been an insane ride. Like, I went from studying how to do audio at my college to getting to make the sickest videos with the most fun people around, and we've got some really cool plans for the future. And if I just hope you just can place your trust in us to take what has been said, to learn from our mistakes in the past, and to just go forward and deliver videos that we all want to watch. You know, that's our goal here, is to make the best videos that we possibly can. And that's that. So thank you.
I also want to thank you guys because of fans like you, I get to have the best job in the freaking world. Like, I come here, I get to talk on camera about the things I love, and I get to work on cars that I absolutely love. I learn things every day, not only about cars, but about this kind of industry, like media and stuff, because I'm not from this background. And then if I'm not doing anything that day, I get to go work on my car, you know, and I get to go do car stuff. And I love meeting fans and messaging people and stuff like that. It's a blessing, honestly, and I'm happy to be here. I'm not going anywhere.
That's right.
So thank you guys
so
much.
Well said, Justin. Well said.
Yeah.
All right. See you next time. See you next week.
Bye.